China runs ahead with our technology, and that's an amazing low-carbon energy source, nuclear fission reactors that run on abundant thorium, and I mean abundant. The U.S. has been sitting on 3,250 tons of thorium nitrate. Thorium is dissolved in molten fluoride salt along with uranium-233 as a regenerated neutron source. The liquid fluoride thorium reactors, or lifters, can use up the thorium nearly completely versus 2% burn of uranium in today's reactors. The reactor produces about 1% as much radioactive waste as a uranium reactor. It can't melt down, and not just because it's already melted. Heat it too high and it goes subcritical. A lifter can be started, stopped, ramped up or down, and not suffer violent instability as did Chernobyl. Terrorists would find lifters highly undesirable with their hard gamma rays. So do they exist? One did in the 60s at Oak Ridge National Lab. What happened? The Cold War happened. Admiral Hyman Rickover forced lifters to be abandoned in favor of pressurized water uranium reactors for submarines. The lifter is not dead. The U.S. has a tiny program in its Generation 4 research, while China is building a lifter now. Can we catch up? Catch up with our own tail like the cat? We'll see. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.